Hi, I'm Tamika Smith with Travis High School in Austin, Texas, and I'm here today with Mr. Andy Sampson, the Executive Director of Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Good morning, Tamika, and welcome to Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Good morning. What are some of the wide variety of jobs associated with Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, as we've heard this morning, there's one of the most wonderful things about Parks and Wildlife is a tremendous diversity of types of jobs. There are biologists here, there are chemists, there are scientists, there are computer people, videographers, law enforcement officers, there's a finance people, accountants. It's a department that has a wonderful diversity and many, many opportunities to work in various fields.
Okay. And what exactly does a director do? Like, what is a typical day?
Well, it's busy, I can tell you that. But it's very, very interesting always. Sometimes it gets pretty hard, and it's always very long. Oftentimes, I get the opportunity to go out and be in the wildlife management areas or the state parks or fish hatcheries or various sites that Parks and Wildlife administers all over the state. I have to meet quite often with members of the legislature, and sometimes that's fun, and sometimes it's not. I meet a lot of times with people who are involved with the outdoors in various ways, from people who are in the shrimping industry to people who are hunters or anglers or mountain bikers. So I have a wide diversity of people that I have to meet with. So I can tell you that I have a very demanding job, but one that is a great privilege.
Mm. And how did you get interested in working with Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, I guess I probably trace it back to a couple of things. First of all, I grew up near a creek in Texas where I had a little boat, and I spent just about every afternoon out on that boat, and I would fish or fall in the creek or, you know, explore the woods. And then I became a lifeguard, and so throughout my high school and college days I was a lifeguard, and I worked in a city park, and later actually became involved in the administration of that city park system. And so I then went to college and studied park and recreation administration.
Mm. And what is the most interesting part of your job?
Well, everything about my job is very interesting. I think the thing that continuously makes it such a privilege and so very interesting is how much I get to learn every single day. This week I've been working on a project involving tarpon. And I did. Tarpon is, of course, a tremendous game fish in the Gulf of Mexico. It's a fish that has almost disappeared. And I learned this week that tarpon have 17 different larval stages, and that they're a very, very almost prehistoric animal. And so somehow each week or each day almost, I have the wonderful opportunity to learn something new about the outdoors that I didn't know before. And that's what makes it so interesting.
And how are decisions made about what happens to the resources of Texas?
That's a very good question, Tamika. And the basis for our decisions is always in science. We spend an awful lot of time and effort, and there are many, many people throughout our department whose job is to collect scientific information, to analyze it and present it in a form that we can decide what principal recommendations that we ought to make. Once we reach the point where we have a science-based proposal, then we have a process that involves all the people who are interested in that particular subject. For example, this year, because of over 10 years of collected scientific data, we decided that we needed to impose some new rules on the shrimping industry in Texas, because we're about to reach a point where the shrimp itself were threatened. Well, once we got to the point where, based on science, we had the recommendations ready, then we had to go out and talk to the shrimpers, to the people who live up and down the coast, who depend on shrimping for their economic livelihoods, for other people who use the Gulf of Mexico, and the result in the end was a kind of an amalgamation of a good scientific recommendation, but with the input of all of what we call the stakeholders in the process.
Mm-hmm. Julia asked, did you work at any other job at TPWD before you became director?
Yes, I did, and that's a very good question, Julia. I used to be the Century 21 of Texas Parks and Wildlife. I came to work here as sort of the realtor, And what I did was I was involved in all of the real estate activities. If we bought and sold land or acquired land for a state park or a wildlife area, then I was the person who, in effect, did that real estate transaction. So that's really how it was that I came to work here.
And what issues concern you? Like, what is your vision for the future? What do you think we would be in Texas today?
I think that we have three principal issues that are of deep concern to me today. The first is, Tamika, that as Texas continues to urbanize and grow and the population grows, there is a tremendous breakup of family property. The farms and ranches and agricultural land is getting smaller and smaller and smaller from urban sprawl, from other factors. And so the landscape itself is really deteriorating. Secondly, we're stretching our water supplies beyond the ability to sustain us. All of the things that we are talking about here today, whether it's outdoor recreation in the parks or fishing or hunting or canoeing, all those things somehow get back to water. And so our water supplies are becoming more and more scarce. Finally, I think the third issue that really concerns me and my colleagues is the fact that there are so many children growing up in urban areas who do not have the same access to the outdoors as previous generations. And so we have a tremendous responsibility to introduce others to what's going on outside.
And Chuck asks, Nolan Ryan is on the commission, right? And what issues is he most interested in?
Yes, Nolan Ryan has been a wonderful member of our commission. He's been on the commission for almost 6 years. Each of the members of our commission are appointed for 6 years terms, and unfortunately Mr. Ryan is reaching the end of his term, and if he's not reappointed, we're really going to miss him. His primary interest is in keeping people on farm and ranches to make sure that the people who manage wildlife on farms and ranches in Texas have the tools that they need and the incentives from the state of Texas to keep that wildlife as fine as it can be. He's also deeply interested in young people, people like yourself and Chuck who are interested in the outdoors.
And Alex asks, what is it like to have Nolan Ryan on the commission?
Oh, it's been very, very exciting. I had the opportunity to go with him to Cooperstown when he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. I was there. And it was one of the most inspiring things that I've ever been able to do. So it's been a wonderful thing. It's been it's caused us some very interesting challenges. You'll meet some law enforcement officers here before the webcast is over who have been involved in security issues involving a person like Mr. Ryan, because we've never had anybody on our board before that required security. So it's presented us with some challenges, but it's also brought a real high profile to our commission and made a lot more people aware of it than were before.
So how did you get interested in working at Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, once again, I really from those early days at that swimming pool and a desire to become involved in conservation, I wanted to get involved in a field that would help save the resources of Texas for future generations.
Do you have any advice for our youth today that is interested in working with the Texas Parks and Wildlife?
Well, what I would do, I think it's an unbelievably neat place to work, obviously, and all through the day we're going to meet others who will tell you the same thing. What I'd do is that I'd look for a resource-based degree, whether it be in archaeology or biology or park administration, and then I'd maybe even think about a graduate degree in something like administration or political science that would allow me to be more prepared than I am today.
Thank you so much for sharing your insight with us. And now a treat for you actors in the audience, Katie.